Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Hey. Dinei Tanya Shemispal in Eretz Yisrael Al Gshamim. So Eretz Yisrael, when there's a lack of rain, there's an order of Tanesim. So Aleph, Seder Tanya Shemispal in Eretz Yisrael Al Gshamim Kachu. The order of the Tanesim goes to follow. Higia Yudzayin B'Merchesham Bo Yorduk Shamim. If the 17th of Merchesham has come already, it has not rained. So Maschilim Tamid Chomim Bilvad the Hisan Sholosh Tanyos. So the Tamid Chomim fast three Tanyos, which is a Beis, a Hay, and a Beis. Shenim B'chemish B'shenim. B'chol Taminim Rim L'kach. A person doesn't have to say, I'm not Roy. Any person who's Talmud goes under that category. In Tanyos Elo Kedin Tanyos Yachid, they're considered like a regular Tanyos Yachid, which means that they don't override Rosh Chodesh, etc. Okay. Mr. Bursa Kotnal, Shemisanam Bura Eretz Yisrael, Bola Fuke, Sharma Kemis Kilakamon, Mesif Tess. So we're talking about Tanius, of lack of rain in Eretz Yisrael is different than lack of rain in other places. Beis, Muslim Tamid Chomim, Hanor Filo B'Yom Yitzayin Gufa, they could start already on the 17th. Chay Mashab Yer Grob B'Sif Tess. Chol Tamidim, Hanor Shechiyim Zeh, Hoa Kol Tamim Ben Yochel Avki Atzer Lomer Potter. And the person can't say, I'm not, Roy to be one of those Tamid Chomim, they're supposed to fast. Now, what's called the Talmud Chacham? Madavka Kasher LeMoisayu Dvar Halacha B'Talmuda Ba'Emer. A person is clear in his learning. Also, B'Chal Talmud Chacham Machayv LeSahaskel LeSanus. Al Miloi Gil LeKalkach Eino Nenuch Mechuyev LeSanus. El Hashem Rotsa Mitzanu Ve'Ein Bemeshem Yoru. It's not considered a gaiva to fast, saying, "Who are you?" That's not true. I was shark alone in Rishoy. The person is not a Talmud and Talmud Chacham at all. That is considered a Yura to say you're one of the Chachamim. So Rav Mishana, B'chumuchah Milsa Shoytzim in the Hekshamim, Rabbi Mishim Yura. People will be able to figure out he's fasting, they'll understand what the story is, and they will look as he's proclaiming himself a Talmud Chacham when he's not, and that's considered Yura. Tintanaz Yachad, Hainu Linyan Shemapsikin, Behen Barash Kredich, Rechana Kapurim, Yipaga Be'el Yomim. These days would be interrupted for Rosh Chodesh, etc. Mashenga Matana Sibur, Kilabu Simon Tokuf Ayan Base. Kamanyan Masha Warba Simon Tokuf Samavav, Ayan Shom. It's also relevant in regards to whether you're Masik Mubayoim or whether it's a full 24 hours. Regards to the halacha of how much you're allowed to be toyim, the difference between Tanis Simon and Tanis Yachid. So we saw those differences. The person has to make a personal declaration of Kabbalah. Okay, Beis, Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Veloy Yorduk Shamim. It's ready Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and the rain has not come yet. Bezin goes in Tani Sholos Tani Yisal Zibur. Bezin introduces now three Tani Yisal Zibur again, Sheni Mechamishi Besheni. Kolom Nichnosim, Vatei Kinesius, Mispalim Vizoyakim, Miskananim, Kedar Shosim, Bechol Tani Yis. So, all of the Zibur has to fast, they fast three Tani Yis. Hey, Miskan and Kederet. Chazar Kriya Vayichal Kvashakos and Mincha Kvashar Tanius, and you learn Vayichal, etc. Gimel Over Elu Veloy Nenu. These 3 days have passed, and there has not been received a positive response. Bezin Gersim Oyd Sholosh Tanius Al Tzibur. So Bezin will introduce three more Taniyos. Sheni v'chemishi v'sheni, again it's a Sheni v'chemishi v'sheni. Ubeilu mefsikin melech, these already It's a full 24-hour fast. They have to just stop eating already the night before. They cannot do work by day. In the nighttime, however, it's not as chomer, so loch is permitted. It's like Tisha B'Av, that you will not wash your body b'chamen. And therefore we close the bathhouses. However, the whole body of B'tzenim, we do allow that much. The person cannot anoint himself with oil, unless the purpose of the oil is to remove dirt which is there. So then these next three already are much more stringent. Also ready the night before Ben Shmoshes is also Ben Tzarch Hosef Yosef. But you don't have to start add, it doesn't mean Bodyom in the sense of that you have to add on from the daytime. It means by Ben Shmoshes you have to stop eating. If a person has some type of irritation in his head, he's putting the oil there for refuah, that's mutter. Masur behem. There's an issue of tasha shemitah. Now, we said before that in a case where a drought has hit the country, people do not have food, there's a famine, anyway, tasha b'tasha shemitah. The answer is over here, that hasn't happened yet. There's no rain, and we're worried about the future, but right now, there still is food. Fila dain ein rov ba'olam, afila b'leil tefila. So, but this day is considered a day of tainus, like Tisha B'Av in that sense, and therefore, tasha shemitah is also even on leil tefila. Tess, mispalim, ebote kinesias, b'rtzolam, shem etzian, l'rochay b'shal ir, t'mboi shenoygim, b'shem ha'kronis, k'lechem ebisepel. So what he's stressing over here is that they daven in the shul as opposed to the next set where they're going to daven in the street. Okay. Dalit. Okay. Obru elav lonenu. So they've had three taniyos in which the Tamid HaChomim fast. And then three taniyos which the Tzimur fasted and it was only a fast of the daylight. Then we have three more fasts where everybody is fasting than from the night before. And there's an issur of Rechitza and Sikha and Tasha Shemitah and Nilas Hassan. Now, if that still hasn't been effective, there's still no rain, available in Nano Vest, and there's an Oid Sheva Taniyos Al Tzibur. There are seven Taniyos Al Tzibur, which start Shani Vechamishi, Vesheni Vechamishi, Vesheni Vechamishi, Vesheni. Kamosha Osa, Vesheloish Shalifle Elu, Osa Ap Elu. Whatever we said before, they have to start from the day before, night before. Tasha Zamita, Sicha, Rechitza, Nilos Asando, all that's going to be also in these. But, Miaseran Elo, these have beyond that, besides that, Shemasriim Behem, Beshefer, Al Brochus, Al Brochus, Shemasifer Behem. When they daven, they add in extra brochus of tefillah, and they blow the shofar. Mispalim Rechavi Ir, and they move the sefer, they move the Oren out to Rechavi Ir. And they daven there, you know, it's like we're proclaiming in the midst of the city there is sorrow. Marid and Zalkin and Lachichim, they bring in a Talmud Chacham to give them Musar. Musim and Shesh Brachas, Betfilas Shachris, and Betfilas Mincha. They add in six Brachas in the Amtsar Shmon Esrei. Menoyalam and Zachonis, besides, there's Isser Malacha, but you can't even have the stores open. However, Meshen Elezer, Poiskin Ma'at, and Yom Sheni, towards evening they open up that people should have food. The stores would sell food and drink. They should have what to buy for the night. The stores would sell food, they're open the whole day. Maybe they could wear the Shabbos. So other stores are closed, but that store is open. If it has two doors, you're only allowed to open one of the doors, the other one should be closed, indicate that you're trying to limit the business transactions. So it's set back from the streets. So anyway, it doesn't have the same type of traffic going in and out, so you don't need to limit it any further. Yud, Mosivin al Bishesh Brachos and Mubur Batura, the six brachos are explained in the Torah what they are. So Benelam is a chanuyas, we shut the stores, Ayin, Begurus, Arid, Damasik, Masharts, Chani, Ashil, Abrachar, Nelam, Legam, Mikolayot. Other stores are selling other items, they're shut the whole day. Bein Mishani, Bein Mechamishi. But the stores would sell food and drink that people need, so that's going to be mutter. So two things. Number one, we don't open the door totally, so it doesn't, like, you know, this big, you're not proclaiming the big sign, we are open for business. It's open enough that people will notice it, and if they want to come in, they'll come in. B, sometimes they put out merchandise out on the streets to entice people to come in. We don't do that. Michael. So on Yom Chamishi, stores of Michael are open the whole day. What about Mishteh? Avol, Shoshtiyah, Yechel Mitosel, Erev Shabbos, Loi. The food you want to buy today, you need to cook it for tomorrow. But the drinks you can buy tomorrow also. So there's no need to open those more than just towards the evening. It's the book. Yudal. Kisei. It's a seat. The hasha ain't a chenus pesuch on the rishus harabim, so it doesn't open out directly to rishus harabim. V'im hupesuch v'ein nira kolkach. Therefore, even if it's pesuch, it's not so obvious, and therefore, there's no reason to close it totally. Okay, hey, ubers manikus misanas, amaloi b'sholosh rishonos lo b'shevar achronos. Women which are pregnant or nursing also have to fast on these senesim. So Mr. Burr is going to say, explain the three middle ones, like the Shulchan Aruch says, not the first three. So we had a set of the Tamid Chacham do three. Then the whole Tzibur does three, which are not a full 24 hours. Then the whole Tzibur does three, which are a full 24 hours. Then the whole Tzibur does seven. Okay? So... forget about the Tamilicham three. That wasn't for the Tzibur. So the first three, the Ubers and Nikus do not do of the Tzibur. The next three they do, and the seven they don't. Mishibur will say why. I will love Mishalosh Rishonos with Shemra Chrenos. Mio lo yarklum el kadei kiyam of lad. They just eat the limited amount they need to make sure that they're able to maintain the child properly. Vaosla mahakru lisanos. They're not allowed to be mahakru and be misan. Misanus, Tesvav. Be'elos Sholosh Taniyos and Soyos, they fast on the three middle ones. Avoloi, Vesholosh Rishonos, the talk of Rugzei Kuli Hai, Hashem's anger has not been fully indicated. So we don't need that they should also fast. Achronos, Kivin Hashimaninu, Lomotzi Ubers, Manikos, Mekim. We're not going to ask them that to fast seven in a row. So the three middle we do. Vekasha, Yisan Al Kaponim, Sholosh Taniyos, the fast three of the seven. Since they can't do the whole set, they're not going to do anything at all. Well, Lisanus, Zion, Kihura, Laval, and I'll be Machmer and fast. Fine. In Tibur Gazar Sholosh Tanius, Vyesh Odom, Cholosh, and Yoch Lisanus Kulam, and Tarak Lisanus Klav, what's our view? So the same type of idea. If we have three, we said a person can't do all of them, so according to this thought process, he doesn't have to do any. It's a person who's weak, can't do all of them, doesn't have to do any. Okay, so we have a total of, for the tzibur, of 3, 3, and 7. That's 13. Well, Achar Shagozo, Yud Gimel, Tanius Elu, Yimon Nenu, and Gerzenoi. If 13 have passed and they still have not, they have not been answered, so the tzibur is, we're not mocked on the tzibur to make a gzera. Why? The main purpose of the rain was not just to have water. The main purpose was to be able to irrigate the fields. And already after a certain time, it's too late to plant. But other types of sorrow keep going. They're fasting on these for rain, and these 13 detainees have passed and they have not been answered. However, we do limit business. Ubinyan shel simcha, masa matan and binyan shel simcha. Alan can't curse loy noita lipo unless there's danger. He has the wall is going to fall. Matan be erisim and nesuin. We limit erisim and nesuin, which the Bishop says means they don't do it at all. Alan can't look kind pure mitzvah pure a person who's never been married. He's not fulfilled mitzvah pure rule that he does marry at that point in time. So all of this is indicative of the fact that Hashem is not happy with Klal Yisrael, so we have to take it very seriously and act as if Hashem is, you know, indicating to us his displeasure, so we would not walk around in a happy situation. Tzvinchama should act as if they're in Cherem and they will not greet at all. If somebody does greet them, they respond, but in a quiet voice. Personally, they do continue to fast. Even though the whole tzibur doesn't, they do continue to fast until Nisan Shel Tekufa, which means not necessarily the month of Nisan, but it means when the spring season comes, because Yeshem should kill his mazel ashore, which is when it reaches the mazel shore, which is 30 days into Tekufas Nissan. Emes Hananoid, Shein and Shemim is on his Elisim and Klola, Hubble Yarda call Iker Tekilas Hashem. And now already it's just going to be do damage, so there's no reason to keep asking for rain. Shall simple love Davdil. Yes. Okay. El Shahu Adin Lachol Binyan Shein Tzrichim. Any binyan which is not necessary, we don't. They don't nasel the noil or rochabam, which is for luxury or for pleasure that we don't. Da'or the Shal Simcha Koy Gam and Masam Matim. Then also El Shal Simcha Gan Tzarchei Chupa Lebnoi. You can't do business transactions for happy occasions. Vayin Se Batafel Vanal Se Beis B'Shabur Hashem Adinim Hel. You're building the wall even of a place of simcha. Even there's no danger, just you know, it's going to cause a loss. That's more. Matam erisim pirish shein marisim klal. I'm very lost. Masal shor hanul shem yem la'achar shem fellows tkufasness. So masal shor is already 30 days into the spring tide, spring season. Okay. Ches. Let's get a little more over here. Kol tev ha-seder k'shaloi yorduk shaman. Let's all talk about there was no rain at all. Aber yorduk b'reviya, if they did rain, b'reviya. What's reviya? Perish shamotor ha-yord la-tzmiach kol tzemach v'esav adoma k'rik reviya. Rain which comes out, which helps the crops grow, is called reviya. Nesha sh'reveo ma'abres ha-karka. It impregnates, as it were, the karka with water. It's merely the ground. Some cause of it, so the revia came down, and the grass sprouted. And now it starts to dry. So that's worse in a certain sense. They daven until the kshamim come. Until they dry to the point, there's no way that the rain will revive it. It's time for the trees to blossom and the rain hasn't come. Again, so they would fast until the rain comes, which will help the trees, or it's too late. The rain hasn't come, which allows them to fill the cisterns they have for the beginning of when it's still dry. The rain which will come down, which will fill up the cisterns, you fast. Whenever there's enough water to drink, so you daven for that. Whenever that is. there was rain and there was a gap of 40 days, so all of these are different connections. At some point in time, the rain's not going to help. It's too late. The rain's not going to help. You know, that's a good test. Remember the warm reverse itself. This is the calculation according to Eretz Yisrael.
What does it mean, B'chol HaDaimon?
So the areas around.
Like Syria?
Syria, I imagine, yeah. The other places. So they start a different calculation. It's before Mar Cheshire or afterwards. Even if it's way back Shua's time, so they're going to start fasting then. Okay, so that's all for Eretz Yisrael. Let's hold it by Yud. So what am I going to do over here? I'm going to do after.